Well, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Barefoot Shepherdess, a podcast by Mint and Thistle. Mint and Thistle is sort of a branding company that I have begun and haven't really fleshed out, and you're following because you either know me or you found some really pretty pictures on Instagram. And I've been really trying to figure out what I want to do with the company or just with the idea. And I think I finally figured it out, and now I want to share that with you. Mint and Thistle started because I wanted an outlet for my creative work that wasn't my own personal profile. My own personal profile had a mixture of my professional photography work and then also, you know, like my daily life or stuff I wanted to share with family, like pictures of my kids. And I wanted to separate the two. And when I really started thinking about it, I noticed that there were a lot of people who were doing similar things to what I do creatively, but they were making money doing it. So I initially was thinking that's what I'm going to try to do. And I haven't left that idea really, but what I unfortunately was doing was starting to compare myself to other people and all of their work. And that seemed like a great idea because I was getting all of this inspiration from them, but also I was doing way too much comparison. And I started to think about the numbers of followers people had or these perfect homes and lives these people had. And that quickly escalated to me feeling like I wasn't an artist or creative or anything like that. And so I really had to pretty much put the kibosh on doing any work and start really digging into what I wanted to do and what made me feel passionate and alive as an artist. So the first step I had to take was to disconnect from all social media that I was comparing myself to. So I didn't even log into my Mint and Thistle profile. I wasn't looking at anybody else's stuff. And then what I did was I sort of sat and meditated on what goals I had and the things that I wanted to do. And also the things I'm good at, the things that I've been practicing for a long time. So I know I'm really good at photography and I'm a schemer in terms of conjuring up beautiful ideas or images or coming up with concepts. So my medium is photography. But that being said, something I'm really passionate about is historical costuming and my farm and homesteading. So I want to come up with a way to combine those things. So what I came up with was this project that I'm calling 1 year of creativity with no pressure. So what does that mean, creating with no pressure? To me, it means it's not hired work. I have another job, so I don't necessarily rely on income from this, but I don't want to be hired to do it. I want to choose it because I am passionate. Each project will be something that I would like to do, which is what every artist wants anyway. You want to be able to do what, you know, follow your muse. So I'm going to follow my muse. So I'm going to take 12 months, and I'm going to tackle the projects I've been wanting to tackle. So the 18th century riding habit I've wanted to sew, I'm going to do it. The house that I have wanted to bring about to its most beautiful state, we're just going to do it at my house, and I'm going to work through all of that on my own. Instead of lamenting that I don't own a big old farmhouse, I'm going to work on the one we do have. Instead of wishing I could get stuff done, I'm just going to do it, I guess, is my point. And I'm going to do it through Mint and Thistle. So that means the imagery that I'm going to produce will have to do with these things. And so that means the content you'll be seeing, like the images and the blog posts, all of which I'm going to create some really steadfast guidelines on, you'll see will be surrounding historical costuming and the farm and photography and just the 12 months of creating with no pressure. To me, this gives a purpose and a direction for Mint and Thistle to head in, and I can decide if that works for me and if it's interesting for you guys. So my idea is to maybe create a challenge that everybody could jump on board with and we could post about and share. So for example, if you are an artist and you also have a full-time job or a family or something, wouldn't it be nice if you spent a little bit of time on your own working on that one project you've been wishing you could do? Writing a book, writing a blog, drawing more, painting more, you know, training your dog to do tricks. I don't know. I know I'm going to be working with my sheep and my horse a lot. I know I'm going to be sewing a lot. And to me, having that direction means I can throw away all the things that don't matter. Like trying to go find an old house to work on. That's not my priority for the next 12 months. And if somehow, you know, I get through the next 12 months and I decide maybe I do want to tackle that old farmhouse, then I'll do that. But for right now, my goal is 12 months of creating without any pressure. And so here are the guidelines I've come up with. I plan on writing a full blog post once a week, and I'm going to do that probably on the weekends. I plan on posting to the Instagram page at least once every day with a little bit of an update on what I'm doing. I plan to use the hashtag 12 months of creativity. And I also plan on focusing all of like money that we would go like, hey, we want to go out to dinner or something like that. Yeah, that's fine. But if we're going to go splurge on something, I want it to be somewhere in the direction of this 12 months of creativity. So for me, my priority is obviously I have life priorities like my career and my family, but my personal self-care gen priority is that I'm going to work very hard to channel this energy. So everything I do outside of my regular routine should be somehow moving towards these goals. And I know that sounds a little strict and I know it's going to be a struggle. So maybe it's slightly unrealistic, but I'm willing to give it a shot. So here I am pledging that I have a plan for Mint and Thistle for the next 12 months. A couple of my goals include hand sewing, an 18th century writing habit, and I will post tons of pictures and research on that. I plan on finishing up the things that need finishing in my house according to how I want them to be, not just the quickest way to get them done. And I plan on really working diligently to get my farm and my animals to a place where I feel really comfortable with them. So that means fixing fencing and stuff like that, but also working with the horse and working with my sheep. So those are my goals. I would love to hear what things you wish you could work on. And I'd love to channel you over to my Instagram page, and maybe you could post there too and let me know what some of your goals are. I am really looking forward to this project. When this stroke hit me, like the stroke of genius hit me, I was sitting at school actually, and I was writing frantically all my ideas down because I was like, this is it. I haven't known what to do. I don't really necessarily know exactly what I want to do. So experimenting for a year and seeing if this stuff works, I think that's the direction to head. So anyway, thanks for listening to me ramble about it. I hope that this gives Mint and Thistle a better direction, and I hope that you can hop on board too, even if it's a really small thing. Even if the thing that you want to do is just maybe read a chapter of a book once a week. I don't know. Maybe it's write a chapter of a book, but you should do it, and you should do it with me, and I hope that you tag along on this journey. So thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day.